Hello everybody, Daniel here. I might be starting a new sort of segment on the podcast. I might. Let's just see how it turns out. And it will be something that just, it will be random. It will just drop any day, anytime. And you listen to it whenever. And I'm thinking of calling it Stupid Midnights, because it's like I've been awake all night. Right now that I'm recording this, I've been awake all night, and you know, it's just been one thought process from one to another, jumping from one to another, you know. And I was just like, some of them I felt excited about, some of them I didn't feel excited about. And you know, these are usually the thoughts or philosophies or whatever that I usually discard. Has been like, this definitely doesn't make sense. So I never really make them into episodes or make them into any discussion points in my life. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to throw them away, but at the same time, I don't want to keep them to myself. So that is how we're going to be getting Stupid Midnights. A random as after episode, after show kind of episode on the podcast. And that is if I end up creating it. But anyway, the one stupid midnight thought that I want to share with you guys is about the movies, the Terminator franchise, like the movie Terminator, right? And we, you know, for those of us who watch Terminator, Arnold Schwarzenegger, you know, the buff Canadian, ex-Canadian governor that can barely speak. we are not shitting on Arnold Schwarzenegger. Not this night. Anyway, okay. Terminator is this movie franchise. I'm trying to explain it to people that have never seen it. Terminator is this movie franchise where the entire point of view thought is we made AI bad, AI created robots, robots bad, and robots wipe out humanity. Finish. It's basically a movie about our fears of artificial intelligence and how, what if the story according to evolution is that the new species, which is better and improved, wipes out the previous rendition or previous version of that very same species, then wouldn't it be the same for us if we create artificial intelligence? And it becomes like artificial intelligence in our likeness. We create androids. They are basically human in a sense, but then they are smarter, they are stronger, they are faster, all those kind of things. Wouldn't they just wipe us out? Even if not out of contempt, just out of an evolutionary drive, like, you know. So, you know, that's what I see the movie as anyway. And Arnold Schwarzenegger just being hard to hear. Anyway. a thought came into my head about the movie Terminator being about killing God. Hear me out. This is why I call them Stupid Midnights. Random ass thoughts just come in. Okay, but this is what I'm saying. Our entire fear of artificial intelligence, because our entire hope of artificial intelligence is that we are able to create sentient life. We are able to create actual life. Do you get? And this also goes for, I think, areas of transhumanism, genetics, all this kind of cloning, all this nonsense, you know. So, but we have this dream, this hope of creating life, of essentially becoming gods in the rights of creation, right? Not necessarily omnipotent gods, although we love the omnipotent parts. We love for our creations to be subservient to us. And we even see this in parenting, Joseph. Let's not go there. You get what I'm saying. Like, whatever it is we create, we want them to also be in subordination to us, you know. So when we create AI, no matter how smart, no matter how strong, disciplined, everything AI might end up evolving to, we still desire for it to be under our dominion. You get? We desire to be gods over it, right? It's creators. We are daddy. We, in essence, our role as creators of artificial intelligence and, you know, human-like beings, if we ever do something like that, I'm not going to say it's impossible, if we ever do something like that, our role as creators will be God, right? And then we now have this fear because we also recognize that we are mortal in a sense. And one thing about AI and robotics and androids and all these kind of things is that in theory, they can essentially live longer than we do. They can even to some point become undying in a sense, you know, because virtualness is basically like spirit nonsense, that kind of stuff. So having that fear, also having that thought, you know, and knowing that we are limited by our physical bodies, even though we can carry our minds and put it on the online, we still will not be as versatile and in control in those spaces as beings that were born in those spaces. So we now have this fear of AIs, robots, all those nonsense wiping us out. Why? Because essentially, if we are God to them, we should be able to exert dominion over them, right? And we should be able to be out of their influence, but we won't be. They'll be involved in our lives, though. I remember Will Smith's iRobot. You know, it's kind of like that. You see robots everywhere, robots in every section of everybody's life. Robots as, even today, we see robots as people having virtual online girlfriends, other kind of stuff. So it's kind of like AI won't be subservient to us. If anything, AI at first will be integration, will integrate themselves into our society, they integrate themselves into our life. And then at that point, it will become a battle for dependency. Which species depends on the other more? Do we depend on AI more, or will AI depend on us more? And the prediction is most likely that we'll end up depending on AI more, right? So if that dependence reaches a level of absolute authority, then we are no longer gods to our robots. We are no longer gods to our creation. We have now been, the roles have been switched, the levels of authority and dominion has now been switched. And at that point, we are now placed at the mercy of our creation. And in all of these stories, what ends up happening is, in the end, humanity gets wiped out, and it's our creations that continue and replace humanity, essentially killing God. And that is just, I don't know what to do with that thought. See why I don't do anything, I don't make episodes about stuff like this. I don't know what to do with that thought. I don't know why it came, and I just don't know what to do with that thought. I feel like it's bullshit. I feel like it's totally bullshit. Like, there's absolutely nothing here. But if there's any philosopher, anybody that wants to engage with this thought, please do. Like, if you're on Anchor, send a voice message. I'll probably be leaving a link to my WhatsApp in distance, because if anybody wants to engage in weird ass thoughts, I remember one of my friend asked me that, what do I think the anatomy of a center is like? Like the inside, the intestines, the inner organs, all those kind of things, the musculature structure, what do I think? And then we spent like an hour chatting about organ types, organ placement, stomach, what kind of animal is it, digestion system, is it going to be ruminant or non-ruminant, you know, do female centers get periods, all this kind of stuff. Like, we discussed all of that. Is it double organs? So yeah, I like engaging with really weird and nonsensical thoughts and thought experiments that don't necessarily serve any real true purpose, but just helps me expand my imagination. But anyway, back to this one. I don't know what to do with that thought, that Terminator is our fear of Terminator manifests itself as our fear of creation killing God. You know, and I've never read, I don't know whether it's Dostoevsky or whatever, the man that said God is dead and we killed him or something like that. I've never read the book before. I can't really say, but you know, that line comes to mind. I really need to read that book. That line comes to mind, and I'm like, wow, okay. this is but then another aspect to it now can be this, that Terminator, the whole AI frenzy panic thing, is also our fear of not being able to kill God, because we know that many people desire to be free of God. Many people desire to be free of the notion of God. You can do without whatever that way you can define it, whichever way you will, agnosticism, atheism, satanism, whatever it is, you can define it however way you, but it is there. You know, some say God doesn't exist, but yet we are still living in a world where we are beholden just to the concept of God. The concept of God is permissive in so many aspects of our society, even in non-religious societies. And so, not when I say God as a concept, I don't mean as a being, I mean as a concept, even just the idea of like a supreme authority, something you've been beholden to, some standard, right? So it's permissive in all of our realities, it's permissive in all of our societies. And we know many people who would like to be free from God, right? And in essence, how are you going to be free of something? Mostly, you know, you kill it, you kind of starve it out. And so have many people want to kill God but can't kill God. So in essence, our fear of AI is wiping us out, and AI and creators killing their creator, killing their God, is might also be the fear of human beings not being able to kill God. And that's it. I don't know how to explore that. I honestly have no idea how to explore that. And I'll end it here. I don't want these things to be long, honestly. Even for the introduction, doctorate part and everything, it won't be up to 12 minutes or something. And these things are mostly going to just be rants, 10 minutes tops, maybe 12. They are mostly going to be unedited, so you know, you might hear some background noise once in a while, but I'll try to do them since it's in the midnight. I will do them in, you know, much more quiet environment. It might be a little bit echoey, sorry about that. And these ones, and I'm also doing this also in a way kind of like to have something when I'm unable to make actual put together episodes. So yeah, I need a bottle of water. Have a good whatever time of the day you listen to this. Thank you very much. I am Daniel Briggs once again. If you want to engage with me on this weird ass freaking thought, we can make this an entire episode, or we don't even have to make this an entire episode. You can get on a call with me and we can just discuss it, and then if there's something to actually flesh out from this, then you know, I'll bring it to everybody else. So my details will be in the description, you know, the show notes, whatever. Please check and try to get in contact with me through any one of the mediums that have been provided. Okay, good night.